Hi everyone. So this week I'm going to be talking about the 10 biggest mistakes I've seen happen in the Singapore market, especially for people who are new to Singapore, but also more generally. So number one is sometimes the double tax situation for Americans in particular. So Americans who live overseas in any country, not just Singapore, often they can't pay into their home country, America's pension system. And also because they're not Singaporean permanent residents, they can't accumulate funds in the Singapore Central Provident Fund account either. And also it's more complicated because some online brokers don't accept overseas Americans. So some Americans either put their head in the sand or they do things which aren't tax efficient or something like that. So in this case, the best thing is to get advice about how you can still contribute overseas as an American whilst you're overseas. Number two is bad spending habits in general. Now Singapore, like Dubai, can be a very expensive place, although there is the lower end as well. You can get quality for cheap prices as well. But a lot of people get into this materialistic habit of trying to impress others, especially in a place like Singapore. Number three is picking the right banking service. Now, when you're going to Singapore, and especially if you're going to be traveling all around the world, the kind of bank account you have should ideally be an international bank account, because that's usually better for remitting money overseas. And then it's also having enough funds for a deposit. So ideally, because in a Singapore, well, in the Singapore market, you might have to put 1 or 2 or even 3 months down as deposit, usually 1 or 2 months, but that could be key if your company is not going to help you. There's also, you have to remember, property tax. If you retain your family home, you have to remember there's only a tax-free window in some countries during the time when you're overseas. Also, make sure you're insured, especially if you're servicing the Asian market. Remember, if you're spending a lot of time in Thailand, in Vietnam, and you're just using Singapore as a base, really you need worldwide travel insurance or indeed health insurance that will cover you for everything across the world. Also, remember things like your will and other things. Sometimes it's not valid in Singapore, so check out if your existing financial, setup is valid if you were to die in Singapore. Also, check if you do have some tax obligations both in Singapore and back home. Apart from overseas Americans and 1 or 2 Arabs, you don't actually have to have any tax obligations back home. But in terms of in Singapore, even though Singapore has very low tax systems, you do have to remember that things like stock options do fall within the taxable income threshold. Also, have an emergency fund. I think that's self-explanatory, but in Singapore, the emergency fund might be a bit higher if you, in case you lose your job, have 2 or 3, ideally maybe even 6 months of money, which is liquid. It doesn't always have to be in cash, but if you have, a well-diversified portfolio and cash, just some money where if something happens, you can rely on it. And then coming towards the end as well is finding a reasonable Forex broker. Now, we talked about banks earlier, but one of the key things is that on something like Forex, just by shopping around, same with insurance, just by shopping around for things like insurance, FX fees, that could make a huge difference. I mean, just giving an example, let's say you are sending home even something like $20,000 a year. Do the maths. You could be saving hundreds of dollars a year, which indirectly is more like saving $500, $1,000 a year, because of the compounding effect if you're using that money for markets. That's just one example, but if you can think of 10 or 20 examples like that, you can save a fortune by shopping around. Same with your financial portfolio. If you're currently paying 1.5% for your portfolio and you can find a broker who will charge you 1%, that could be a huge, absolutely massive saving. Could be thousands, even $10,000 more a year. But most people, they allow their emotions to get in the way and they feel more comfortable dealing with people they know, which isn't always rational. Okay, I hope those 10 points make sense. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact me directly.